I'd like to inform you that we have not only criminalised physical violence, but also psychological violence. So when a child could be a victim of psychological violence, that offence can be prosecuted. And not only that, we also have a law which foresees specialised courtrooms for dealing with cases of domestic violence. So when there are cases of domestic violence which involve not only physical but also psychological violence, the speaker has been asked to slow down by the head of delegation. So what I was saying is that in light of the kind of violence which has been committed, if there is psychological violence against a child, this could be offence which falls under the jurisdiction of the specialised courtrooms, the specialised courtrooms in domestic violence or families or for the criminal chambers. But I would like to point out that it's not only physical violence but also psychological violence which can be the subject of criminal proceedings. Around 20 years ago, I was a member of a drafting group of a law which is still in force in Costa Rica, which is called Guidelines to Avoid the Re-victimization of Children in as victims of sexual violence offences. So I think it's very important because there was a multidisciplinary team that comprising social workers, forensic psychologists, the judiciary and social workers came together to draft these guidelines, which are tips, if you like, so that appropriate action can be taken to prevent the re-victimization of child victims of crimes, particularly sexual crimes. Thank you.
Señora Gasova.
Ms. Gasova.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for your answer. But could you please clarify how do you define